Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I always get giddy with this show. I love it dearly. It's the Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by my good friend, a brother, a mentor, Tarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, playing a little co-host with him and producing it. 347-205-9631. Show goes by quick. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So less of me, more of him, as they lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, how is the weather in Cincinnati?
Good morning, everyone. Doing well. It rained a little bit, with more rain expected to come here in the Queen City as we took a short flight over from the Motor City. You can follow me online at TarikBrock, first and last name, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff there. But, there's some rain, coming. We had some rain late yesterday on the off day, and it looks like, we're going to get some rain up until about, 8, 9 o'clock tonight, with a touch more overnight and in the morning, so tomorrow morning. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's almost like connect the dots over there. I mean, you go from Pittsburgh to Detroit to Cincinnati, not long trips, but it gives you time to, get your bearings and everything in a well-deserved off day, after playing pretty much 17 games in 18 days to start the season.
Yeah, it definitely, was one. You finally had some free time, which is like, well, what do I do? Do I continue to prepare, or do I just take the day and just completely, just enjoy the time off? And you find up doing a little bit of both. We ran it pretty hard there, 17 out of 18 days, some really good games back and forth, also with, some weather thrown in, cold weather, rain, and just being in Detroit, just for that two-game series, man, it actually felt like we were there for, 6 days. And it probably had a lot to do with, the rain out the first day, being at the ballpark, hanging out, and then coming back and then playing two 9-inning games, which was, two interesting games, and it was cold. But, it's just, all a part of the journey. We'll continue today, whether, we get all the game in and have to come and then play, a doubleheader on Saturday and then followed by a game on Sunday. And then, the next time we come back, picking up two. However it works out, we'll just adapt.
Yeah, two doubleheaders in a week. And when you look at Detroit and recapping that, Dylan Peters, Jose Quintana gave you guys a big boost at the start of both of those games. The bullpen remained reliably consistent. And, you take away those two botched balls, you could have had a sweep in Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you said it best. Our pitching – kept us in games, kept everything close, tough track, field was really wet, soaked from the night before with all the rain. And it was just some funny hops. You even saw, Javi Baez had the body up, which means stay in front of two balls, not catch it, but, keep it in front with his body and make some throws. And then we also had at least – five or six balls that was just hit on the screws over 100, miles per hour plus, like just right at guys. So it was a really, for some guys, a frustrating two games. But like you said, I mean, we were just, a couple ground balls and, a couple key outs away from taking two in Detroit.
Yeah, and when you look at now, I look at you guys just looking at opportunity in the eye. You got, in the next 2 weeks, 11 of these 14 games are against the Reds with 8, 3 with the Cubs, sandwiching with the Dodgers there. And, you know, it's one of these things where I really think you can take advantage of the schedule in the next 14 games. Any thought to that?
I mean, yes, you love playing, you know, divisional games. You know, you can, you know, get back in it, you know, playing head-to-head games. And last year, just, you know, looking back at it, you know, Cincinnati had our number. It was just like no matter what we did, they had, you know, not just a answer, but they had two or three answers. So, you know, to have them, you know, two times in a short period, you know, followed by the Cubs, a team that, you know, we've saw a couple of times already, you know, and like you said, the San Francisco within the Dodgers, it just makes for a real challenging week. But, you know, we're up to the challenge. The cool thing is with the Cubs, we've seen them. And then, you know, these guys right here, they have a bunch of new guys. You know, they have a lot of key guys that are on the IL. And you know, some guys have to step up. And hopefully we can speed them up defensively, speed them up, you know, speed the pitchers up and get some really key hits, get out early, and hopefully have them try to press and run them into some mistakes that we can capitalize on.
Right, and the only thing really, when you look at it, to take advantage of this weaker schedule that's coming into play here, the Bucks need to start the hitting and get it consistently, and you know that would be the one thing when you look at it to get those bats going. But you know, the cold weather changes that. Once the warmer weather starts to kick in and everything, I'm not worried about the hitting with the Bucks.
Yeah, you know, definitely, you know, would like to get, you know, three of our main guys going, you know, offensively, and you know, Brian Reynolds, Brian Hayes, and then also Yoshi. If we get those guys going, those guys can, you know, keep the chains moving, so to speak, you know, driving some runs, get on base for others, and, you know, also get, you know, our young, I call him Swiss Army Knife rookie in Diego Castillo, get him back going. He's running into, man, you know, some balls that are being hit hard. Defense is positioned very well. So this is definitely a growth period for him. And, you know, I expect him just to continue to, you know, just continue to stay consistent. I mean, he doesn't swing and miss very often. And, you know, this is just one of those phases where, you know, the game is just asking him to learn a little bit. Like, you know, when we were home, I had a key at bat against Tim Hill. We talked about this on the show. You know, sidearm lefty trying to keep the ball low, induce a double play. You know, he's trying to scoop a ball, get it in the air to at least drive in one run, possibly two. And he didn't come through. But all those things are learning experiences, and those are the things that I expect our guys to continue to progress on and get better in. And then also, Jake Marisnik, being able to capitalize on, you know, swinging the bat well against left-handed pitchers. Like, he put some really good swings on the ball in Detroit, and I'm expecting him to carry that over in this series here in Cincinnati starting tonight at 6:40.
Yeah, when you look at it, Brubaker going on the hill today against this Connor Overton kid. Don't know much about him, but is that an advantage or a disadvantage when you get a guy that you really don't, you know, see too much in Connor Overton? Because now the Reds are starting to throw some guys at you. You got Keller tomorrow in the first game of the doubleheader. Second game, they haven't announced anything yet, and then Sunday Zach Thompson comes back.
Yeah, you know, Overton, you know, fun fact about him is that we had him last year for a little bit. You know, so we're, you know, a little bit more familiar with him than if we only had just film to, you know, to watch on him. So, you know, fastball, you know, changeup, slider guy, look to get him out over the plate and be able to put some, you know, good swings on him and then pressure him on the bases there. Like you said, they have a lot of injuries, a lot of their starting pitchers. So we're missing Gutierrez, we're missing Castillo. And so they just got some young guys. It looks like it will be a bullpen day for the second game of the doubleheader, followed by the third game. Looks like it'll be Maley that will close out the three-game series, but it's actually four games in 3 days. You know, in these things, anything can happen. Tomorrow is a very interesting day where pretty much everybody on, you know, in the bullpen is active. You know, if they don't pitch one game, they'll pitch another. And I would think that both managers would do everything they can to take that first game to be able to strategically plan how you're going to work, the second game, be able to, you know, possibly save some arms, you know, hold a guy back to be able to use him in the second game where, if you're trying to win that second game, you might manage it a little bit different.
Exactly. And then also today, a reunion of sorts, you get to see Ben Gamble's brother there, Colin Moran.
Yes, absolutely. The Battle of the Red Beards on the river. It'd be really good. Colin, did everything he could here with us, and it's good to see, that he has the opportunity over here, over there with Cincinnati. So we just wish him the best, but not too much in these these next few games here. And just looking forward to, just saying hello and catching up with him briefly over the next couple of days.
Yeah, and then the local kid, Mike Moustakis, gosh, I can remember the days when he was out here playing umpire at West Hills Baseball and watching my nephew play. Man, it's nice to see the Moose, healthy there in Cincinnati.
You know what, it is, good to see guys, from the neck of the woods. It's great to, see them out on the circuit, especially when they're healthy and not rehabbing or missing time. So it'll be really good, getting him over at first base. And, we have, nine innings at least, to catch up and talk and, just talk baseball and things that he's seeing and experiencing this year and with me sharing as well. I think it'd be really cool just to catch up with him as well.
Yeah, and then after this series, you get back home, you welcome the Dodgers, and I think the first order of business, and I'm praying heavily on it, we got to snap that big streak against those guys that have had it for us for a couple of years, and we played them tough, but I guess that would be the game plan. That's the one thing we want to do is get that streak off our necks with the Dodgers coming to town.
You know what? I absolutely definitely want to, get on the boards with them, so to speak, and picking up a victory, throwing a wrench in their spokes. Because, they're coming out there thinking, okay, taking two out of three, but really trying to, sweep. Because that's what good teams think when they come in, we expect to get their best shot, coming in. And as a matter of fact, they're in Chicago now, so they're looking at, hey, man, we're trying to take, six out of seven, seven out of eight, and it actually go perfect if we can, on this road trip that they're on. And so it's for us to, let the elements beat up on them a little bit. And then just let them see that we're a different ball club than what they experienced us all last year, towards the second half of the year when we went out there and they swept us.
Yeah. And I think we'll definitely bounce back in Pittsburgh on these guys. Hopefully a sweep, maybe take two out of three, who knows, but I definitely know we're going to get them this year. When you look at baseball, I know a lot of people coming in talking about the Brewers and the Mets and some of these teams, but I take your quote right there and run. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. So, I think it balances out down the year. They've jump-started, in the divisions and with both those teams. But like you said, this is a long season here.
It definitely is, and you try not to get too high, too low, and you try to ride out, all momentum that you that you can gain throughout the year, and always look into, not necessarily one up, but just better, better yourself, better your performances, better game planning as you go along, and so that's it, and it's just taking it day by day. And so that's a constant thing that, we tell the players. It's like, okay, this is just one of many, one of many. And, so far, things are going well. And I think we're handling well. I just think we're at the point where we're learning how to, you know, finish, how to close out games. And, you know, I think the one sign of a winning team is, you know, your starting pitcher gets up three in the first inning, you look up in the seventh inning, and he's still out there, and it's actually a 3-3 game or a 4-3 game, and you're up.
Yep.
So that's a huge thing right there.
Well, not only that, even that loss in Chicago, to bounce back the resiliency and scrape and get three out of four in that series was just simply amazing. It told me a lot about this team moving forward in 2022. They're not going to give up. They might lose one, but they're going to come back, and they're going to get you their best shot moving forward. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, that's our team. You know, our guys post and show up, you know, every day. You know, our young leaders are stepping up, and whether it's, you know, verbally or, you know, through their actions or just supporting one another or doing a great job. So, you know, we saw it last year. You know, it's been highlighted, and we're just looking to see our guys continue to just grow, you know, as, you know, professional hitters or pitchers, defenders, and as teammates. So we're just looking forward
definitely. Boy, I'll tell you, I can't wait to talk Monday before the start of the Dodger-Pirate series here in Pittsburgh. Grab a cup of coffee, showcase that city, let those Bengal fans know that the Steelers are still better.
Yeah, we're here. We're going to enjoy it. You know, we'll definitely talk a little bit of trash to the Bengal fan.
Yeah. Hey, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you.
First and last name, TarikBrock. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Man, that's just where I'm at.
Yep, and I'll tell you one thing. We're going to raise a Jolly Roger this weekend, bring it back to Pittsburgh, take care of the Hollywood team, and move on with the Reds again. Tarik, always a pleasure. For Tarik Brock out there in Cincinnati, Ohio, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you Monday morning from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the start of the 3-game series with the Dodgers and Pirates. Have a blessed one, everybody, and thanks for tuning in.
See you later.